Thank you and good morning. The Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, GoBiz, has scheduled a workshop for local businesses to take advantage of more than $150 million in available tax credits. The workshop will be held in Council Chambers at Eureka City Hall on Monday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 and is hosted by the Eureka Chamber of Commerce. The tax credits are available for businesses large and small, and those businesses will be judged on a wide range of criteria. For more information, contact the Eureka Chamber of Commerce. An investigation has begun into a series of suspected arson fires that have been set at various locations around Eureka over the past 3 days. Humboldt Bay Fire has responded to fires in dumpsters at both Allard and McCullens Avenues, as well as a deliberately set fire at the Warfinger building on Wednesday morning that grew large enough to set off the sprinkler system that extinguished the blaze. Evidence of two other smaller fires that had been set outside of Eureka City Hall in the past 2 days were found as well. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. There was a fatal traffic accident in southern Humboldt. Jordan Christmas has more.
According to the California Highway Patrol, at some point between Sunday and Wednesday, Colorado resident Elijah Carmola was driving a Honda northbound on a private road 4 miles north of Simmerly Road at an unknown speed when the vehicle left the roadway and overturned. Carmola succumbed to fatal injuries he suffered as a result of the crash. The cause of the vehicle collision is under investigation.
Thank you, Jordan. State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson of Santa Barbara has introduced a bill that would regulate the use of drones over private property. The Senate Judiciary Committee held hearings this week to discuss some of the issues surrounding the use and regulation of drones as it pertains to law enforcement, business, and, as Jackson points out, privacy.
Here in California, the right of privacy is a fundamental right. It is written into our Constitution. And so we, as a state, as a people, have made a very strong statement about our commitment and our values, and that privacy is one of those fundamental ones. And yet there's innovation out there that really challenges and potentially threatens that.
Jackson's bill would prohibit drone users from flying their drones over private property without the permission of the property owner. An investigation into a deputy-involved shooting near Hopland on Wednesday has been opened by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. The incident began with an attempted traffic stop and vehicle pursuit conducted by a CHP officer who was led on a chase down Highway 101 until the driver stopped near the local landmark, the Rock Shop. The driver fled on foot and was later tracked down with the use of a canine unit. Two passengers, however, had remained with the vehicle and were held at gunpoint by the CHP officers. It was later discovered that an off-duty Sonoma County Sheriff's deputy had stopped to assist the CHP officer and, for unknown reasons, fired his weapon during the incident. There were no injuries, but detectives are investigating how or why the off-duty deputy fired his weapon. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Never turn your back on the ocean. Those are words that are repeated regularly because those are words that are regularly included in warnings issued by the National Weather Service when it comes to dangerous ocean activity along our coasts. Troy Nicolini of the Weather Service joined Talk Shop this week and discussed not just the weather, but the dangers involved in visiting North Coast beaches, where fast-rising tides and sneaker waves are a constant threat, and how the information on warning signs is meant to alert visitors to those dangers.
Part of the logic is driven by post-event analysis we do. When there's fatalities on the beach, we talk to the first responders, we talk to survivors, people who might have witnessed the event, and we try to unravel sort of what went wrong, like what was the decision-making process that got people in trouble in the first place? What kind of quick, short message could we have got to those people that may have made a difference in their behavior?
The ocean can be deceptive, and Nicolini pointed out that visitors to local beaches, particularly local residents, will watch a series of small waves wash on shore and think nothing of it, only later to get caught in a sneaker wave.
I often get, oh, we're local, we know what we're doing. Now, interestingly, locals think that out-of-towners die at a higher rate than locals, but the statistics say otherwise. We lose lots of locals to this coast, and I think that is partly due to the insidious nature of some of these hazards. They can catch anybody by surprise.
We have warning signs for all reasons, but you don't need a warning sign to remember the most important thing when visiting a North Coast beach. Never turn your back on the ocean. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.